And welcome back, George Norrie, along with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website, and you're doing a marvelous job slamming that site and setting records all the time. Doc, you have some loyal people out there.
Better, they tell their friends and relatives, and so it's an amazing story, so we can't thank them enough.
Let's go to Klaus in the state of Washington to start the calls. Klaus, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Doc, I'm wondering about my daughter. She's 15 years old, and this year she was diagnosed with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, EDS, and they say it's a genetic illness where the joints, her knee and her shoulder and her elbow, they go out and they are very painful. So sometimes she's on crutches.
Okay. How much does she weigh?
About 145.
Okay. Yeah, it's not a genetic thing. This is very simple. We see this all the time. Does she have any complaint about any ringing in her ears? Or?
No, but she has sometimes migraines and it's very heat sensitive.
Okay. And, of course, she has a balance problem because she needs to use a walker, right?
Yeah, actually, also when she gets up fast, the walker is only sometimes. She tapes up her knee cap and her shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
But when she gets up fast, sometimes she almost faints.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, this is very common. Okay. And so basically she needs to get rid of all the bad foods. Everybody in the family, the whole household's got to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley, no oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. And let's see here. She weighs 145 pounds. We want her to have two healthy brain and heart packs per month, the full dose of breakfast, full dose of dinner time. We want her to also take our glucogel. She needs to take three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner time. I do that, and you know, I'm 85 years old. Most people think I'm in my 50s when they look at me and the way I move around and everything. And then, let's see here. We also need her, in addition to the glucogel, and that's what helped Theo Ratliff. We actually made that product for him, the glucogel. And so she needs to have three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner time. And then we also want her to have the... let's see here. I would also go with the CM cream on her joints, on her shoulders and her knees and toes and hips and things like that. We also want her to take our vitamin D3. She can go ahead and take two or three of those twice a day, our vitamin D3. That's going to help her absorb those minerals and put them in the right place. And let's see here. Let's go with that. Okay, if she wants to, she can take our I-26. She'll like the chewables. I like the French vanilla soft chewables. I take three of those twice a day. And again, weigh 140 pounds. So three of those, I-26, that's going to help her regrow the nerves going down into her legs and so forth. Okay, and so give us a call on a regular basis because you're going to have a great story. She'll have a great story, especially if she's young, and she should see some benefits very quickly.
And Klaus, here's that number to call. If you missed anything that Doc just said, 1-855-949-7234. Doc, you had mentioned something about cutting off toes. When somebody's a diabetic, why do they cut off appendages like that?
Well, they're cutting off appendages because the blood supply is cut off to the toes and they die. And they got a rotten toe there, literally rotting away flesh. Or maybe it's so painful, okay, that they just, well, we just cut the little sucker off and get rid of the pain. So one or both of those are happening. And it's one of those things where, again, when they have stuff like that, this happens to so many people, especially young people, when they're in their teens, they have terrible pain in their feet and their toes, and the doctors will cut their toes off, but it's all because they have osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing that 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, which goes all the way down from the brain all the way down to the toes.
Let's go to Mary in Seattle, Washington. Welcome to the show. Hi, Mary.
Hi. I am a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, welcome to the program.
Yes, I love your show. All of Coast to Coast is awesome. And Dr. Wallach, this is a real great time. I'm so excited to talk to you because I've been seeing doctors for the last year, I started losing weight, and there wasn't any reason for it. And all of a sudden now, it's been a year later, and I need to build back my fat on my body.
It's okay, how much do you weigh? How much do you weigh?
Well, now I'm weighing about 88 pounds.
Okay,
how old are you? I was at 106 in a year ago.
Okay, how old are you?
76.
Okay. And do you have any ringing in your ears, any tinnitus or ringing in your ears?
No.
Do you have any balance problems?
No.
Okay. Do you have any other issues, any high blood pressure, diabetes?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay, just the weight loss.
Yep. And all of a sudden, a year ago, it just, you know, I eat really well, too. I eat a lot of healthy food and love to walk. You know, it's just been a dilemma.
Okay, well, here we go. I want you to get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no brown rind, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, even the diet one's got to go. At 88 pounds, I want you to have one healthy brain and heart pack per month. Take a half a dose of everything at breakfast, half a dose of everything at dinner time. I also want you to take our I-26. Go ahead and take two or three of those chewables. There's two or three different flavors of the chewables. I like the French vanilla. They come in banana, coconut, and something else I don't remember. Anyway, you can take two or three of those twice a day. That's going to help rebuild the nerves and the brain and the spinal cord and all that kind of stuff going down into your legs and so forth. And I also would like you to have our, let's see here, let's see, the I-26. Okay, the I-26, that's the chewables there. I want you to take those. And then we want you to make sure you're taking, for energy, take our Rebound. You can go ahead and take, I take two of those a day. You can take two a day, the Rebound. Mix a little packet in with a glass of water, okay, and drink it. We made that for professional athletes, and nothing bad in there. And then also, we want you to make sure that we have a good product. It tastes great. It's called Cal Toddy. It has calcium in it. It gives you 92% of your daily, 1 ounce gives you 92% of your daily requirement of calcium. And because you're only going to be getting one healthy brain and heart pack per month, I'd go ahead and get that Cal Toddy and take a full ounce at breakfast and a full ounce at dinner time and a glass of water. It tastes very nice. Okay, it tastes like vanilla ice cream. Okay, and give us a call on a regular basis, you know, every couple of weeks, because you're going to have a great story.
All right, good luck, Mary. Hope everything works out with you. Remember the actor Ray Liotta?
Yeah.
Died at the age of 67 in his sleep. And about a year later, Doc, they finally released a report that said he had severe atherosclerosis, hardening of the arteries and everything else. Don't you think he would have had some symptoms along the way before he died?
I'm sure he did, and he may not want to go to a doctor and report him and so forth, and so he just kept it to himself. And maybe took some aspirin and that kind of stuff, you know, and because they don't think it's too serious. That's all possible.
What do you recommend for people who have hardening of the arteries?
Okay. Well, they need to get rid of all the bad stuff, so because the hardening of the arteries has to do with inflammation, again, from fried foods, processed meats, oils, glutens, wheat, brown rind, oats, buckwheat, sugar, carbonated drinks. Got to get rid of all that. And then they need one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. Okay, if they weigh 150 pounds, they need two healthy brain and heart packs, full dose twice a day. Then they need, this is the secret here, they need the Ultimate Daily Classic, Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, three twice a day. And even if the arteries are 100% plugged, within days they'll start letting blood flow through the arteries again. And it helps in the brain, the heart, the kidneys, the liver, the legs, the arms, and again, it wouldn't hurt to be sure taking the I-26, two doses a day of that.
You love that stuff, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It has the I-26. I have so many people that we have pulled out of the tank that they were really in trouble with the I-26. They were in trouble. They had to use a walker. They had ringing in the ears so bad the doctors wanted to take their eardrums out and just let them be deaf and so forth. And within weeks, that all went away. And, of course, it's one of those issues where the I-26 is getting to a nerve, okay? There's 12 pairs of cranial nerves in the spinal cord. And, again, there's a total of 50 different diseases people get. And there's no doctors that use anything but surgery and drugs to treat the symptoms of these 12 pairs of cranial nerves getting squeezed or the spinal cord getting squeezed by the skull when you have osteoporosis skull. They do not get any training. That's why I wrote the book, because there is no training of osteoporosis of the skull in medical school. Doctors know nothing about it.
Let's go to John in Wisconsin. Hey, John, hello there.
Hello, George. Hello, Doc. I'd like to share a brief testimony that supports everything Doc Wallach is teaching us. My parents lived a great life. Much like George's mother, they avoided all the bad foods before most people knew those foods were bad for you. Also, my parents took supplements for decades. They had a great life, no major health issues. They both died last year in their mid-90s, and they died in peace. Despite my parents' best efforts, I was just the opposite. Growing up, I did everything wrong. I ate all the wrong foods, did all the wrong stuff, and kind of was a little bit of a train wreck, to be honest with you. 5 years ago, when I went blind, it was discovered I had celiac disease, and the doctors couldn't believe how out of whack my kidney count was, my liver count was, and my blood pressure. So I immediately, all of a sudden, woke up at age 62, and at the same time, I ironically started listening to George and Coast to Coast and heard Doc Wallach. I got on the supplement program. I've been taking them since. I've cut out all the bad stuff. And my most recent checkup with my dermatologist 3 months ago, she was amazed at how my kidney count, my liver count, and my blood pressure have normalized, and I feel great. So here's my wisdom to everybody out there. With all the difficulties in our world today, there's something each one of us can do for somebody we love or even somebody we don't love, and that's share the story Doc Wallach teaches us about, because it works. Stay away from all those bad foods. Get on supplements. You'll have peace, joy, and harmony in your life. Doc, thanks for all you do. God bless you. And George, thank you for taking my call.
Wonderful call there, Doc.
Yeah, just so thank you so much for sharing that information. And we have thousands of such stories every month because it works for everybody. It's a universal thing. There are no, this is universal, George. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. Okay, the only thing that are genetic are eye color, hair color, skin color, and tells you if you're a boy or a girl. That's it. Other than that, there are no genetic diseases. If you have 10 people in your family with the same disease, that means they're all eating grandma's bad cooking.
I remember my father telling me the story about his father, whom I never knew. He died at the age of 50 before I was born. And I remember my dad, Doc, when he was getting close to the age of 50, you could see the panic in his face because he thought he had some kind of genetic condition and that he was going to die at that age. Well, he ended up going to 88, and had he not fallen, he would have probably gone to 100. But I remember the fear in his face.
Yeah, when you're suffering and you're getting worse and worse and worse, and you see your friends and relatives who have the same problems and they're dying before you are, you know you're in line to be next, sort of thing. So, yeah, it is a concern to people. And so we really appreciate it when they share their story, because people have such trust in doctors. Doctors have done a fabulous job of convincing everybody that they are the answer to people's health. Okay? They've done an enormously successful job of doing that. And people will die following the doctor's orders, even though they're saying, well, it's just not seem to be working for me, but the doctor keeps saying I need to keep taking this, and they keep taking it, and they die.
Next up, let us go to Greg in Grand Junction, Colorado. Greg, let's get you in. Go ahead.
Yes, gentlemen. How are you doing tonight?
Good, okay. Greg. Thank you.
I'm calling about my wife. My wife has had 4 back surgeries. She's fused from her tailbone up to, I guess it's the L5, the 5th disc in her back. And the 3rd back surgery that she had, the doctor messed up and screwed one of the screws through her nerve canal, causing permanent nerve damage.
Oh, geez.
And they cannot figure out what nerves are damaged to put her being in pain all the time. She's tried having the nerve endings burnt, but they just can't figure out what nerves are
sure.
damaged.
Okay, and how much does she weigh?
She weighs about 140 pounds.
Okay. And does she have any other issues? Does she have any ringing in the ears or balance problems?
She does have balance problems, but it could be from all the medications she's on. She's on just a bunch of medication. Some of that is gabapentin and opioid pain medicine for the pain.
Sure. Does she have anything else, others. Any high blood pressure, diabetes?
She has just slightly elevated high blood pressure and a little bit of depression from being all screwed up, I guess, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And she also has a thing every once in a while where she can feel like hot pain running down her legs, and then her legs will shake
mm-hmm.
sometimes.
Yeah, the odds are she has osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the spinal cord and squeezing some of the nerves coming out of the skull, okay? And so she needs to get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, brown rice, no soy, buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, even the diet one's got to go. She needs to, let's see here, what we have her weight, 140 pounds. I'd put her on 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month, a full dose of breakfast, full dose of dinner time. I want her to, let's see here. Did you say she had high blood pressure?
It's not super high, but it is high.
It's slightly elevated. Okay. Then she needs the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take 3 of those twice a day. That'll bring that high blood pressure down right away. She also needs the glucogel. She needs 3 of those 3 times a day, 3 breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And they will rebuild the cartilage between and the disc. Between the vertebrae, it'll regrow the shoulders and elbows and fingers and toes and knees and hips and all that kind of stuff. This is a permanent thing. And for energy, instead of soft drinks and even diet drinks that are carbonated or bad, we do have the rebound. She can have those. And she should also take the I-26. Go ahead and take a couple of doses a day of the chewables. And then the high blood pressure. That's one of those things with the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. That'll take care of that. That'll bring the blood pressure right down within days into the and make the kidneys happy, make the heart happy, make the brain happy. But don't forget that I-26. And we do have the CM cream. She can apply that to her knees and her hips and her shoulders and fingers and hands and wrists and all any place, neck, that she has a problem. And she'll get a couple hours of pain relief, but after a couple of weeks or a month or so, she won't need that. Keep some around in case, you know, she forgets to take her medication or something. But she does need to take these nutrients, and she will regrow the disc. She'll regrow the cartilage in her knees and hips.
Okay, Doc, we'll be back with final calls with you in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to our final segment with Doc Wallach. George Norrie here with you, Doc. At what point in your career, because you were a vet for years, did you decide to get into supplementation and health benefits?
Well, supplementation is a big thing for animals, of course. That's why we don't have health insurance for animals, because we have supplements for them. And I found the cause, prevention, and cure for cystic fibrosis in a rhesus monkey, okay, in the monkey colony. When I figured it out and realized it was a simple nutritional deficiency, not a birth defect, they fired me. Okay?
And then fired you?
They fired me because I said that cystic fibrosis was not genetic as they all thought. And I had all the evidence and had it ready for publication, so I submitted it for them to approve it, and they, instead of approving it, they fired me from the Monkey Center, okay, that they use for people who go to space, okay? And I was working there for 3 years, and they fired me because I had found the cause, prevention, and cure for cystic fibrosis.
Were you in shock?
Well, yeah. I was just dumbfounded. Why would they fire somebody who knows how to get rid of a disease like that? Well, then I got some vitamins and minerals and started selling them on the street, and I was going in Portland, Oregon, and I was getting comments from people who were going to the naturopathic college there. And so I visited them. I said, well, why don't I just go and, you know, I'm kind of halfway there with all my veterinary stuff. Why don't I just go ahead and take the classes while I'm selling all this stuff on the street? I can take my classes, took my classes, and came out as a naturopathic physician. And then I began to treat people. And that's how that happened.
Good for you. Let's go to the calls again. East of the Rockies, Sue is with us in Martinsville, Indiana. Hello, Sue.
Hi, George. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. Let's help you out.
As long as I can remember, I've had a high-pitched tinnitus. Can I do anything?
Yep. How old are you?
I am 61 today.
Happy birthday, Susan. Yeah.
Thanks.
Congratulations. Okay. Do you have any balance problems?
No.
Okay. Do you have any pain in your hands or your feet?
No.
Do you have anything else going on? High blood pressure, diabetes?
Not that I know of.
Oh, well, you'd know. How much do you weigh?
I'm 5'8", and I weigh probably about 180.
Okay. All right. So, basically, I need you to get rid of all the bad stuff. Tinnitus is a squeezing of the 7th and the 8th cranial nerves by the skull when you have osteoporosis skull. You need to get a hold of the book, okay? It's All in Your Head, and read that book, especially the chapters on those nerves. They're being squeezed, and that's why you get tinnitus ringing in the ears. And it'll go away very quickly. So you get rid of all the bad stuff, and at 180 pounds, once you have 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month, take a full dose of breakfast, full dose of dinner time. And then I also want you to take our I-26. Go ahead and take 3 doses a day, 3 of the chewables at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Okay, you probably take 2 of the bottles a month to do that. I like the French vanilla, but it also comes in banana coconut kind of thing. That's our favorite. That's our best seller is banana coconut. anyway, that'll help regrow the brain and all that kind of stuff. And also, you need our vitamin D3. I don't care where you live. Take our vitamin D3. Take 3 of those twice a day, and that's going to help you get the bones going there. And again, it's one of those things where our Cal Toddy, take an ounce of that at breakfast and dinner time also, and that will help you regrow your skull. But when you see that book, page 6 and 7 tells the whole story of that book. It's All in Your Head. And that will be a blessing to you because you need to take these supplements, and we will rebuild your skull, takes the pressure off the nerves, and the tinnitus goes away. Don't let them take your hearing, you know, your middle ear out. Don't let them do any surgery on your ears and that kind of stuff. You haven't done that yet, have you? I guess not.
Probably not.
Okay. All right. So anyway, I see literally thousands of these every year, George. This is very common and very easily gotten rid of. And all these different diseases here, there's like 40 or 50 of them, okay, that are caused by osteoporosis of the skull. And then you throw in demyelinization on top of that. It's a mess. Just again, for instance, Parkinson's disease right now, 90,000 new cases a year. It used to be 60,000, 60,000, 60,000.
And what are the age brackets for the new cases, Doc?
Of tinnitus in the ears and osteoporosis of the skull?
Parkinson's.
Oh, Parkinson's disease. You can get it when you're born. You can get, you know, it's not a disease of aging. Well, that's what doctors think. They think it's a genetic disease. That's, you know, as you get older, you get it.
Michael J. Fox was in his 20s when they diagnosed him.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of these movie stars, I've tried to get to them, but their team won't let me get to them, so I've tried.
They say Bruce Willis has some kind of frontal dementia, mm-hmm. and that he's on his last leg, the last story I saw. That's sad.
Yeah, this is very common. Frontotemporal, frontotemporal dementia. Yeah, this is easily reversible with the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack and the I-26. It'll take less than 90 days. It'll be gone.
Is it a brain problem?
Oh, yeah, frontotemporal. Fronto means the front of the brain. Dementia, the brain. Your brain doesn't work. And, of course, they think it's all a genetic thing because the white matter of the brain goes away. Well, the white matter of the brain is 85% of the brain weight, and it's almost 100% cholesterol. And doctors give you anti-cholesterol medication, and it makes all these diseases worse.
Interesting take. Okay, well, go. Thank you, Sue. Good luck to you. Let's go to Ryan in Seattle, first-time caller. Welcome, Ryan.
Hey, thanks, George and Doc. I want to give a shout-out to Glen Eden Beach, Oregon, real quick, if I can. It's a great place to live.
Absolutely.
Doc, I just got two questions for you. I know you don't like oils. You say they're all bad, and I'm just curious if there's any oils that are okay, like coconut oil or olive oil. And my second question is about aluminum. I know there's a lot of aluminum poisoning in our environment nowadays, our food and water and our air. And I noticed some of your products have aluminum in the ingredients. So can you explain that?
Well, when you add the plant-derived minerals, they have 75 different minerals. They have 100 different minerals. And, you know, some of them are aluminum, okay? And, again, when you're taking all 90 essential nutrients, a little bit of aluminum they're not toxic, but they will, if you don't have the other minerals, they will replace structurally, things that aren't there, and that can be disruptive. But we deal with literally millions of people a year all around the world, and we do hair analyses. We're not getting toxic levels of aluminum in anybody.
What oils do you like, Doc?
Okay, we like the oils that come from seeds, and we have the essential fatty acids, the soft gel capsules. I take three of those twice a day, and that helps, again, with the myelin of the brain. It also helps with the various nerve coverings and so forth. And so you have to have a little bit, but you don't want to be cooking in it, because they turn into trans fats, which then cause cancer and that kind of stuff. You do not want to cook with oils.
Back to headache. What's the difference between a headache and a migraine?
Well, migraine is a headache that kind of comes and goes. You'll be talking to somebody, and suddenly now you get this terrible headache in the back of your brain, and then it moves forward into the front. That's called a migraine. Okay, it's how and where it shows up.
I've never had one of those, thank God.
Yeah, me neither.
Let's go to Dolly in Austin, Texas. Hello, Dolly. Take it away.
Austin, the new home of Elon Musk.
Yep.
I have two conditions. One I've had for years when I started getting weak and mobility issues, and I take B12 shots for that. The newest one was just diagnosed a couple of weeks ago, and it really made my orthopedist day. He said, I know what this is, but I've never seen a case before. And it was phosphorus tumors. The one that was bothering me was on my knee. And, of course, he wanted to go right in and cut that hard thing that was on my knee. Cut it out, and it didn't. It itched, and then once in a while it hurt. But if I let him go and cut, he'd have to cut all over my body because, Doctor, I have these phosphorus tumors everywhere.
Okay, how much do you weigh?
I'm 6'3" and 220.
Tall lady, Dolly.
Yes, sir.
Did you play basketball in school?
Oh, volleyball is my thing.
Oh, okay. Okay, very good. Okay, so let's see here. Basically, what I want you to do, you weigh 220 pounds?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want you to take two healthy brain and heart packs per month, full dose of breakfast, full dose of dinner time, get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, barley, rye, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, even the diet one's got to go. Two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of breakfast and dinner time. And then I also want you to take our vitamin D3. Go ahead and take three of those three times a day. Okay, there's little bottles. You only need two of those little bottles a month. Okay, and then I also want you to take the I-26 go ahead and take two or three, if you weigh 220, I'd have you take three of those three times a day. The I-26, you're going to need two of the little bottles a month, the I-26, kind of help regrow the covering on the nerves going down into the legs and the arms and the back and so forth. And I would do the rebound for energy and also for strength during the day. Do you have any ringing in the ears or balance problems?
No, sir, but, you know, phosphorus is in everything, and the only thing that I've really been told not to drink anymore is colas and Dr. Pepper and Cokes and stuff because they're loaded with phosphorus, but mm-hmm. everything has phosphorus.
Sure. Yeah, it's in everything, including proteins and this and the other, so it's everywhere. And so what you want to do is be taking, again, I'd get the Cal-Toddy, the calcium drink, okay? It tastes very good.
Why does she retain it, Doc, and others don't?
What, retain?
The phosphorus.
Oh, well, she's deficient in things, and so the phosphorus is taking the place where the other things aren't there, okay? Your body wants to make your bones stronger, and so phosphorus is something that occurs naturally in bones, and when you have the other things that are supposed to be there aren't there, the phosphorus takes over and might give you three times what you need or five times what you need.
All right, good luck, Dolly. And if you missed anything, 1-855-949-7234. How many people do you have working there, Doc? Do you know?
In my place?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we have, we have eight. In the United States, we have eight kind of almost like a community. Okay, we have eight of them around the United States.
We have an army.
Yeah, we have an army. We have literally, I don't know how many million people throughout the world who are on our products. And so we do have an enormous army, and they all know more about this than most doctors do. And so we have ex-military people, we have ex-athletes, and so forth. And, you know, they can come visit. We do have videos that we give away. They're, I don't know, 45 minutes long. We give them away, and it shows you how all these minerals are important for preventing various diseases and adding many healthy years to your life.
Still and doing your weekly radio show?
Yeah, we do have. Well, we have a weekly radio show, but we also have a daily daily doc video. A Zoom, Monday through Friday. And so you can look that up.
All right. Well, we'll send people to the criticalhealthnews.com website. And, Doc, we'll talk to you in 6 weeks, my friend.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, George. You do such a fabulous job. We cannot thank you enough for allowing us to be part of your army. And, of course, you know, I know that we have so many people that are in the George Norrie group, okay, in Youngevity. We cannot thank you enough because they see you being involved, and so they become mentors. And, of course, they donate a lot of money to your projects and things, and they are involved in your offices throughout the world, particularly.
Well, we want people healthy, Doc. That's the important thing here. Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, we're going out into the universe.